Morning, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. Just one item from the OHR this morning, and this concerns the urgent requirement that legislation banning substances is introduced to the BIH State Parliament as soon as it reconvenes. Saturday's record drug seizure by the Herzegovina-Neretva police highlights the growing problem of narcotics smuggling and production in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The authorities can no longer ignore this problem, which needs to be tackled with the full force of the law. It is therefore a matter of serious concern that the Council of Ministers has not yet taken the steps necessary to ensure that legislation on banned substances is put into parliamentary procedure as soon as the State Parliament reconvenes. The draft law on prevention and suppression of the abuse of narcotics drugs will modernise Bosnia and Herzegovina's drug control system and close gaps between the entity laws. Current legislation, which is at the entity level only, together with outdated drug control mechanisms, means that Bosnia and Herzegovina is not complying with international narcotics controls to which it has subscribed. It also means that vulnerable groups, and among those are BIH young people, are being exposed to potentially lethal drugs while police measures to combat dealers are rudimentary. The bulk of narcotics produced in or trafficked from Bosnia and Herzegovina ends up on the streets of Western Europe, which is one of the reasons that the European Commission required in its feasibility study that Bosnia and Herzegovina institute new drug control mechanisms and take action to prevent the production and trafficking of illegal substances. But updating outmoded legislation and setting in place an effective drugs control system in Bosnia and Herzegovina will protect BIH citizens as well as citizens in the rest of Europe. Illegal drugs are destroying lives in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The Council of Ministers must adopt this law without delay so that it can be sent to Parliament, where it can be debated as soon as Parliament reconvenes in September. With that, I shall pass you over to OSCE.
Dobar dan. Samo kratka najava od OSCE, u stvari više obavijest. U nastojanju da pokrene raspravu i omogući razmjenu praktičnih iskustava i bolje povezivanje između nevladnih organizacija te ostalih struktura koje se bave problematikom inkluzivnog obrazovanja u Bosni i Hercegovini, OSCE će biti domaćin prve konferencije o inkluzivnom obrazovanju pod nazivom Uloga nevladnih organizacija u Bosni i Hercegovini, koja će se održati sutra 31. augusta u hotelu Maršal na Bjelašnici. Veliki broj nevladnih organizacija te drugih organizacija i struktura koje djeluju širom zemlje učestvovaće u radu konferencije u okviru koje će se voditi rasprava i održavati radionice o unapređenju efikasnosti nevladnih organizacija u bosansko-hercegovačkom društvu. Ukoliko ima zainteresirani da posjete ovu preskonferenciju, OSCE će obezbijeti transport, tako da se možete javiti u ured OSCE u Sarajevu. Hvala.
Dobar dan. Od mene samo kratki podsjetnik da je komesar Kevin Carty danas u posjeti Višegradu. Danas će se naime, pored sastanka sa osobljem EUPM-a u Višegradu, komesar Carty sastati i sa šefom terenskog ureda DGS-a u Višegradu, nakon čega će biti upriličeno kratko obraćanje novinarima, te nakon toga komesar Carty odlazi u posjetu na granični prelaz Metalj, gdje će imati jedan kraći sastanak sa jedinicom DGS-a na toj lokaciji. Toliko od mene, hvala.
There we go. Good morning from NATO. This is General Shook's last day as commander of NATO headquarters Sarajevo. He is in Banja Luka today with Dr. Gregorian of the Defense Reform Commission to address the RS National Assembly as they discuss the key issue of defense reform. We have been very encouraged by the positive statements of President Čavić and the RS government that support the adoption of defense reform proposals that will transfer competencies from entity to state level. This is a significant and a very progressive decision for all of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Tomorrow, NATO headquarters Sarajevo will hold its transfer of authority ceremony. All media are invited. Many of you have already registered. If you have not, please contact our office to register. We will be meeting the media at 8:15 at the main gate to Camp Butmir. Transport will be provided to the site of the ceremony. Thank you.
Right, good morning from UFOR. Like NATO, UFOR welcomes the commitment of all parties over the issue of defence reform and the anticipated adoption of the reform proposals by the RS National Assembly. If this is achieved, it will be a significant step forward for BIH, and the parties involved should be congratulated. The second thing I have this morning is to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Tim Smith, sat at the back in the British uniform. He has taken over from Lieutenant Colonel Bridget Rose, who is departing as we speak. She's on a flight out of here, so he is now the new Chief PIO, and he will be on all the same numbers that you had for Bridget. They've just handed over phones, so he is contactable on those numbers. Okay.
Do we have some questions? Very good.
Feđan Fortofena. Kevin, molim te, onaj, da li OHR ima neku izjavu povodom prekostrašnjeg nastavka ovih razgovora o reformi policije na Bjelašnici, obzirom da će sada sa Jegulja prijeći na Jagnjetinu, pa ima li što osim toga nešto drugo? Hvala.
We just had this system with the microphones to make it more exciting when you answer a question. This is essentially an issue for the BIH authorities. It's they who are organizing this, and it's they who are charged with reaching an agreement. The OHR's position and the international community's position has been the same throughout, and that is that they must reach an agreement that's consistent with the requirements of the European Commission, and beyond that, I really don't have anything to add. Any more questions? Thanks very much.